What is black rice? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are one of our regular listeners, we love you, and we appreciate that you take the time to hang out with us almost every week, for the most part. And if you're a new listener, we welcome you, and we thank you for joining us and also taking the time. We know everybody's got hectic schedules, so the fact that you take the time to listen to us and hang out with us means so much to us. So, what is black rice? So that's something that is also new to us just over the last year. Has it been a year? We found black rice.
I mean, it's been around forever, but we just started eating it within
the last year. We found black rice. The forbidden rice.
Well, I think you brought black rice to work, and then that triggered a conversation among people of what's black rice? And
well, actually, I had somebody ask me, is that a bowl of raisins with garbanzo beans in it?
Okay.
So, yeah, people have just been curious because the bowl I bring it in is, I mean, you could see through it, and I have it sitting there on the counter.
Okay.
And so people have been asking a lot about the black rice, and they've most of these people have never heard of black rice. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it, because you were the first one to bring it home.
I mean I always try to teach people to eat healthy carbs, and a lot of people eat rice, you know, white rice, and I always tell them to try to, first of all, mix up your grains, especially your rice. So and if you're gonna eat white rice, at least try to eat like basmati or jasmine rice as opposed to regular white rice, just because white rice is, again, just like white sugar, white flour. It's just been processed, right? And when it goes through the processing, it's literally stripped of everything that's good about rice, or whatever, in any case, whatever the white thing is. And then chemicals are added during that process. So white rice actually is not very good for you at all. But
unless you're eating the jasmine
rice and basmati rice are healthier, white rices.
Okay.
So again, if people don't like to consider, because brown rice is another option, and then we found black rice, and then we're going to talk about red rice too.
Yes.
But, so I'm usually encouraging patients to kind of mix up their rices, like don't just eat all jasmine rice or don't just eat all brown rice. Mix them up, right? Keep your body guessing, because there's different vitamins and minerals in foods, right? And so it's important. And white rice, even basmati rice, is higher on the glycemic index, which means it processes really quickly, right?
So it's going to bump up your blood sugars faster.
Faster, right? Exactly. So like people with diabetes and things like that, they say stay away from those things, you know, or try to not do those things in moderation. But brown rice, black rice, and red rice are different, right? And they have different vitamins and minerals. So in general, rice is actually good for you. It has a lot of vitamins and minerals in it. I think eating it in moderation, you know, just like any, so like, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't want to eat carbs, you know, maybe they're trying to lose weight or whatever. And so they completely eliminate carbs, or they can completely eliminate a certain food group. It's never good to completely eliminate a certain food group, because every food group has a purpose, right? And like carbs in particular give you energy. So if you're not eating any carbs, then it makes it really hard for your body to make energy. It's just the quality of the carbs that you're eating. So that's where we talk about, try to get away from white rice to jasmine and basmati rice. And then, you know, we talk about potatoes and pasta and different alternatives for that. But right now we're talking about rice.
Exactly. So I find it, I'm telling you, when Tina brought it home, I think actually it was just in this past year, literally this year, 2023, when she brought it home and she showed me the bag, she's like, look what I found, the forbidden rice. So apparently centuries ago in the Chinese dynasties, apparently this rice was a very coveted rice because of its healthy nutrients. And so it was forbidden and could only be eaten by like the emperors. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's called the forbidden rice, which I think is fascinating. So I've been telling everybody when they ask me about the black rice, I tell them, this is the forbidden rice. But my wife somehow found it. Mm-hmm. So
forbidden no more.
Exactly. So yeah, great nutrients. You know, the thing with brown rice is that it still has like the bran on it. And so that means it still has fiber on it that the white rice doesn't have, mm-hmm. which means that it's gonna be better for you because of the fiber content.
Better for you,
right? It's gonna digest a little slower. So if you know diabetes or you know trying to control your sugars is a concern, that would be a better alternative. And then you come to black rice. You know, which also has a lot of nutrients, mm-hmm. antioxidants. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit more chewy and nuttier. So one of the things that I had read about it was that they recommended maybe soaking it for about 30 minutes before you're going to actually cook it, mm-hmm. because it just helps to tenderize it a little bit more.
I actually love it though. Like black rice to me tastes like buttery.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's so good.
It is so good. And I mean... I've been cooking it a lot in the mornings. Mm-hmm. I'll just cook a little bit to take it with me. I put some garbanzo or chickpeans in there, and then later I season
chickpeas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, later I season it with olive oil and sea salt, and mm-hmm. oh my goodness,
so good!
What an amazing breakfast! I have it like at 10 o'clock in the morning. But when I was reading on this, I didn't see red rice. Mm-hmm. And so now mm-hmm. comes along this new rice called red rice, mm-hmm. which I guess is even better than black rice.
Yeah, it looks like it has what's called, well, first of all, let's go back and talk about what vitamins and minerals are in rice.
Good idea.
Because I think it's important for people to understand, because I just mentioned that there's a lot of vitamins and minerals. So the main things aside from fiber, right? Because so rice does give you some fiber. Iron, magnesium, vitamin B mm-hmm. is in rice. Okay, so a lot of times, you and I in general are not huge fans of people taking a lot of supplements, right? Like we want people to get vitamins and minerals from real food. So when we talk about vitamins and minerals in food, patients ask, well, what can I do to get more vitamin B in my diet? Well, eating rice, mm-hmm. you know, that's a good example. Magnesium, a lot of people are always lacking magnesium in the body. So what could you do? Eating rice. People who have anemia, you know, need iron in the body. Eat some rice, right? Mm-hmm. So again, eating the foods that have these specific nutrients in them are really helpful. But again, not white rice, okay? Mm-hmm. Anything but white, like standard white rice. Brown rice has even more magnesium in it than white rice, and it has zinc in it as well. And it has even more fiber, like what you said, because mm-hmm. of the layer.
Right, the bran layer.
The bran layer. And then black rice has... is again very low on the glycemic index, which means it takes longer for you to digest it. So it just allows your system to work a little bit easier.
Right.
But it's also very high in iron and protein.
That's
so
awesome.
So yeah, like so this whole like you know plant-based diet and can I really get enough protein? Can I really get enough minerals? Yes, like mm-hmm. but by mixing up your rices, eating rice, okay, right. Is okay. And actually good for you. So,
okay. So next time you go to the store, mm-hmm. check for red rice.
Yeah, I'll
do
look.
They have it? Have
I don't
you
know.
Seen it?
I've never looked for red rice. I mean, there's a whole section on rices. Probably not even the black rice, like at Sprouts, for example, you can't buy in bulk because it is more expensive.
So it's not in the section where all the grains are in these big containers.
Right. So you have to buy it in a smaller bag.
Okay.
So I'll look in that section to see if there's red rice. But the red rice has what's called anthocyanins.
Right.
So anthocyanins are like what's in blueberries.
Yeah, antioxidants.
And, antioxidants, yeah.
One thing I do want to mention that I read when I was doing my little research on rice, that I read actually like on two or three websites, is that you can get some trace of heavy metals in the rice, such as arsenic. So it's really important that you rinse your rice. Okay, rinse your rice well, even the black rice. You know, because they're trace amounts, okay? But still, you just want to make sure mm-hmm. you're giving that rice some good rinsing. And if you plan on soaking the black rice for 30 minutes, definitely dump that water, mm-hmm. okay? Don't cook it in that water. In mm-hmm. fact, I would dump that water. I would probably rinse it a couple times before you actually put the water in it that you're going to cook it in.
Yeah, we always rinse our rice
before we
cook it. I mean, you just put the water in there, move your hand around, dump it. Put the water in, move your hand around, dump it, yep. and then fill it with whatever water you're going to use. But, you know, we have a rice cooker. It's so easy to make rice have a rice cooker. Yeah.
And we just have, I mean, we have a small baby one. We have a bigger one, but we use the small one.
Yeah, just because it's easier to clean and stuff. But the baby ones are like $15 at Target or on Amazon.
Baby rice
They're
cooker.
So easy. And some of them even come with inserts mm-hmm. so that you can add veggies and cook the rice and the veggies together or the beans or whatever. Our kids, like our son, he loves making rice and he'll throw beans in there with the rice cooker. He actually told me yesterday that he came home and he cut up onions and garlic and tomatoes, and he just steamed them a little bit first, and then he threw them in with the rice as it was cooking. I'm like, you go, boy. He's like, it was so delicious. I was like, yeah, it's awesome. So, like, he's getting really creative with his rice cooking, but he loves, it's so easy. I mean, you literally put these things, you put a rice, put the rice in the rice cooker, flip a switch and walk away.
Yep,
like,
absolutely.
It's so easy to make yourself a healthy meal. And brown rice does take longer to cook.
It does. But it's so good, too.
Yeah, and black
and
rice
is chewy.
A little bit.
It is chewier, a little chewier than the white rice. But, yeah, I mean, you know what? I have to go back to my saying, a day without rice is a day without sunshine.
Okay, Puerto Rican.
Anyways, listen, if you want to connect with us, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta-colored button on the homepage. You can click it and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult, and that is done over the phone, so you could do it from anywhere in the world. If you haven't subscribed, by all means, please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss an episode. And lastly, if you have not rated our podcast, please rate us and please give us a 5. That'll help other people just like you to find us even faster. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.